In Pakistan, the religious right is in control of a provincial legislature for the first time in the country's history. A coalition of fundamentalist parties won a majority in the Northwest Frontier Province in last month's parliamentary elections. The province, which borders Afghanistan, is where U.S. forces have been searching for Al-Qaeda operatives and remnants of the Taliban. The anti-American religious parties also did well elsewhere and now comprise the third largest bloc in Pakistan's National Assembly. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
For decades, Pakistan's politics have been dominated by the army and by two mainstream political parties. The Pakistan People's Party, led by exiled former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, and the Pakistan Muslim League, led by deposed and exiled Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Over the years, Pakistan's fundamentalist religious parties were dismissed as largely irrelevant, never reaching even 10% of the vote. Political analyst and columnist Ayaz Amir says the religious coalition's recent success surprised almost everyone.
The religious parties were always ridiculed, they were always trounced in every election. The real role of the opposition now will be played by these clerical parties.
The religious party's success was due in part to a strongly anti-American campaign, which struck a chord among Pakistanis unhappy with General Musharraf's decision to side with the U.S. against the Taliban. Political analyst Rasul Bakshrai says another important reason for the religious party's strong showing was the mainstream party's poor track record over the past several decades. The religious parties may be calling for Islamic law, Rai says, but they are also talking about issues. Poverty, illiteracy, corruption. It's a message, Rai says, that attracted voters from outside the party's narrow religious base.
I have seen people in Pakistan who are secular, who are mainstream people, but they are sick with the corruption. And the only alternative is the religious political parties.
Friday Times editor Najam Sethi says there is another reason for the religious party's success. President Musharraf's determination to see that the largely discredited mainstream political parties did poorly in the October general elections, the first since he seized power in October 1999.
I think they rigged the whole thing to such an extent that they were really focusing on the People's Party and the Nawaz League, and they forgot all about the religious parties. And because they were knocking out the mainstream parties, a political vacuum was created into which the religious parties seemingly flowed. And now they're a millstone around Musharraf's neck.
Political analyst Ayaz Amir agrees. After September 11th, Amir says, General Musharraf promised a crackdown on the hardline religious parties and their associated religious schools, or madrasas, which preached fundamentalism and jihad. But Amir says it didn't work.
Here was this liberal general supposed to roll back Pakistan from the frontiers of religious extremism. And look at how things have happened.
Troubling not just for Musharraf, but perhaps for the U.S. as well. Last week in Parliament, the religious party's Fazlur-e Rehman delivered a thinly veiled warning to the new government of Prime Minister Zafarullah Khan Jamali. Those who voted for us, Rehman said, were voting against the presence of foreign forces on Pakistani soil. We hope, Rehman said, that you will respect their wishes. But Prime Minister Jamali says his government will continue President Musharraf's policies. Even though Jamali's government retains only a slim majority, there's little expectation the powerful religious parties will try to topple the new government. The religious party's success has many here speculating that they may be able to form a government of their own in the not-too-distant future. But even if that happens, says analyst Rasul Bakshrais, the world need not be overly concerned about the possibility of religious fundamentalists with nuclear weapons.
Religious political parties, if they come into power, they will have to contend with the military, with the press, with the media, with the industrial business community. So all other influences will moderate them, co-opt them. I don't think that they will pose a threat to the United States or to the Western interests the way the Iranians, Iraqis, the militants elsewhere have posed.
Rais and other analysts expect the religious parties to move cautiously in the near future, concentrating on proving they can govern at the state level in the Northwest Frontier Province and possibly in neighboring Balochistan as well. If they are successful there, he says, They are likely to do even better on the national level when the next general elections are held. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.